I want to bring in one of the professionals here, and I'll wrap up with your WhatsApp voice notes in a moment. One of the professionals that we have here at the Young Professionals Seminar that's taking place here at Minland. Remember, this is hosted by the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. It's a program that seeks to address the skills shortages in the built environment industry. So the idea is to have the seminar bring in the industry players, the department, these young professionals, so that they can explore ways to build capacity, skills capacity, to support the industry and discuss challenges that are facing professionals in the sector. Chantel Mbokoto is one of the young professionals here at the seminar and joins us now in our makeshift studio here. Chantel, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. So how long have you been part of this program?
It's about 3 years. I'm in my third year this year.
And what are you doing?
I am a candidate property valuer.
A candidate property valuer?
Yes.
So you go, you check the value of properties. What is that all about?
Okay, so basically, we are the ones that give you the market value of a property. We deal with the property in the whole of South Africa. So we service the whole of South Africa for the government.
Okay. Yeah. How important is becoming professionally registered for your career versus just having a qualification in your field? Because my understanding is that when you're part of this program, they help you through until registration.
Okay, so with my line of job, you cannot practice in the whole of South Africa as a property valuer without being registered. We are registered with the council, which is the South African Council of Property Valuers Profession, and the journey begins as a candidate valuer. So you basically go to school, get your education. The qualification I have is a BCom Honours in Property Valuation and Management, and then I registered with the council as a candidate valuer.
Okay. Is it normally difficult to get registration outside of this profession?
The program. Yeah, the opportunities for candidate valuers aren't a lot in South Africa. So if you manage to get something as a candidate valuer, it is quite a big deal.
Okay.
I think it's still we're fairly new in the industry as young people. I also found out about this career when I was actually in varsity. I didn't know about it prior. And when I was now being introduced to it, I got interested, and I felt it's something that's not out there. You know, when you say you're a property valuer, people ask, do you sell houses? And like, no, actually I don't. I determine the values for properties, and if you'd need information on like your market rentals in the area, I would be the one that would help you determine that.
I see.
Yes.
Okay, well, Chantel, thank you so much.
Thank you
for popping in. We'll see you around here at the Young Professionals Seminar. That's Chantel Mbokoto.